Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, make a supreme effort at quieting distractions in your life. When distractions come, ask yourself, what is the enemy trying to distract me from in terms of seeking first the kingdom? Identifying his strategy and moving in the opposite spirit, beloved, will bring victory and open doors every time. The enemy wants to occupy you elsewhere, to occupy you otherwise, because he's not unaware that I desire you to pursue my kingdom with unwavering passion. As I said in my word, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will consume you, reflecting my zeal, my ever-present love that surrounds you at all times. You are in my secret place. You are hidden from the enemy's reach. Here in this secret place of the Most High, I offer you peace, my peace which surpasses understanding and propels you toward my joy. Expect joy to be your natural response in all things. I've made you a vessel overflowing with my spirit, refreshing and renewing all those around you. Your purpose is not escape, but overcoming. You're coming out of captivity. You are not coming out empty-handed, but laden with the riches and blessings that I will bestow upon you through the favor I have given you, even with those who are not on your team, as it were. Stand firm in your freedom. Pursue the calling and passion I've placed in your heart. Those illegitimate words spoken against you are broken. They never were from me. Step out. Act now. Move persistently toward your vision. Don't be discouraged by seeming futility. My favor and my resources will supernaturally match your efforts and your obedience. The enemy is being distanced. Embrace change. The negativity surrounding you will dissipate as you move into greater joy and the fulfillment of my promises. Cling to my word, for it will never fail you. Be ready for more than you could ever imagine. I will not feed you with hardship, but with the divine nourishment of my goodness to realign your life to all that I've had in mind since the day I conceived you before the foundation of the world was laid, says God.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you